for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2005 Thanksgiving Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campground in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, November the 26th, 2005. The speaker of the afternoon is Cheryl Batts, speaking on Turn It Around and Take Off the Mask.
Let's just pray a little bit, okay? Those of you that have your prayer languages, pray in tongues. I usually get up and I have a direction and everything, and I want to make sure that's the same way God's going, because wherever God's going, everybody's going to get blessed, because there's a smorgasbord of scriptures running in my mind right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just give you the praise, the glory, and the honor this afternoon. We thank you, Father God, for this time that we're coming into your presence. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done for us these days over the Thanksgiving holiday. And we thank you, Father God, that we realize that this is only a time set aside where we would all come together as families in the Lord and as families that you have put together, Father God, to worship you, to glorify you, and to give thanks. But God, we know that we have been made instruments of praise, to worship you and to praise and to thank you every day of our lives. And Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that I will decrease right now, Father God, that you may increase in me, O God. I decrease that I may hear your word. I decrease, O God, that that you have placed in my heart doesn't get, that I will not allow it to get mixed up with what I think that you want to say, but that I will say what you are saying. Father, we take authority over every hindering spirit, every spirit of fear, every spirit of idolatry. We take authority over the brass heavens. We take authority over spirits of tiredness right now. We take authority over the spirits of confusion right now in the name of Jesus, and all spirits of mind control. And we bind them right now in the name of Jesus. And we loose the spirit of the living God to move in this place. And by the Zoe energy that is already placed down on the inside of us to come forth. And to cause us to have ears to hear, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that this word, Father God, will fall on good ground, O God, and that the enemy, we bind him from taking it away from us. We bind our flesh in the name of Jesus from doubt and unbelief. And we lose faith, hope, and trust in you. That this word, Father God, that you are sending, that not a word of it will fall to the ground, but that it will do that you're sending it forth to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I guess I personally am thinking about the messages that we have been listening to since we've come. And each one of those messages have taken us a little closer to the place that we are right now. As I thought about Brother Stan, and you can go to your Bibles to Matthew 15, because that's where we're going to be. As I thought about Brother Stan and the way that he so creatively brought forth those things that we have eaten off the tree, that have that we have digested into us and caused and let them kind of grow and cause things to come out of our mouths that should not be there. Caused us to speak things over people that we should not have spoken to. We have allowed the spirits of doubt and unbelief. And in Matthew 15, I found not only what Brother Stan was talking about, but I believe that I also came across what Brother Doyle was talking about. And I also believe that in Matthew 15, we're going to find out what God is saying to us this afternoon. Amen. Amen. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees saying, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with his mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So was that not what Doyle was saying last night? Without realizing it, we have come to a place where we honor the traditions of man. We honor the traditions of man instead of God because we fail to realize who God is. See, we believe that God is someone that is standing over here and watching what we were doing and goes after us for every mistake that we made because we don't really have a true picture of who God the Father is. See, when we have a picture of who God the Father is, then we understand, just as Doyle said, that God is constantly standing at the door and knocking. And when you open the door, his arms are always wide open saying, come. And as we come to him, there is healing, there is restoration, and there is deliverance. And the picture of who he is becomes quite clear when we, first of all, come to the realization that we have to take off the mask. See, you can't really get in God's presence and keep on a mask. When you get in God's presence, you got to get naked and unashamed. You have to find out who are you really and what is on the inside of me. And once you find out what's on the inside of you and you take stock of what's on the inside of you, because you know what? You know that you are a triune being. There is the Holy Ghost that resides on the inside of you. And then there is your soul, which encompasses the mind, the will, and the emotions, where the enemy likes to hang out. He also likes to hang out in our bodies with sickness and infirmities. But down on the inside, like a push-up popsicle, deep calleth unto deep, as we move into the presence of God, your strong man, your spirit man, becomes stronger. And he begins to push up in you. And as he push-ups in you, you begin to see things that you don't like. And you say, well, my goodness, if I don't like it, then I know God don't like it. If it stinks to me, it's got to stink to God. But you know what? It's a circle in that thing because he is a father. And when the father saw the prodigal son coming, and you know he was stinking because he had been with the pigs. So you know he didn't smell very good. And even if he had taken a bath after he left the pigs, he still was walking a long way. He was probably mighty sweaty. But it didn't make any difference to the father because that was his son. And he had been waiting for him to come for a long time. Jesus has been waiting for us to come to a place of knowing who he is for a very long time. He has wanted us to know that he is a father, that we can come to him with our hearts broken. We can come to him with things that are on the inside of us that nobody knows about. And he will go into those places of secret hurt and secret pain and fear and begin to draw out line upon line, here a little and there a little, those things that we have eaten of off the tree that torment us. Nah, tormentors. Nah, constantly there. But God is faithful. He loves us so much. Fall we down, get up again. Don't just lay there. Get up again and begin to call on him and say, Daddy God, I'm falling down again. It's like riding a bicycle. This walk, this mountaintop experience that we all keep looking for. We start at the base of the mountain, like Stan said, and then many of us build a condo right on the mountain instead of going into the holiest of holies so that we can really get to the mountaintop in the holiest of holies where God can turn us from chickens into eagles. See, it's when we realize that we are eagles that we understand why we have so much problem here being turkeys and chickens. When you realize that you're an eagle, you realize that your wingspan is far too big for the chicken yard that you're in. And now, no wonder everybody's jealous of you. No wonder don't nobody like you. You don't look like them. You don't smell like them. You don't, what are you doing over here anyway? The Bible says in Jeremiah, it talked about that you can put on your makeup and you can put on your clothing and you can walk around with the people in the world, but they know you aren't one of them. They They know you're not one of them. You can dress it up, smack it up, put perfume on it, but they know that you don't belong there. Or at least they're supposed to know you don't belong there. Because you are supposed to be exuding on some level, first, second grade, high school, college, someplace, the spirit of the living God ought to be walking and breathing out of you in some place, somehow, so that when they look at you, they say, I don't like her. I don't know what it is, but I just don't like her. When you walk into a room, because you operate in a spirit of integrity and excellence and honor, people who are stealing pencils on the job ought to feel guilty. You're not going to be stealing pencils. Get a pencil at work. You can get a pencil. I know it sounds small, but just think about it. All the devil wants is just a little way in. So just cut him off. Rebel against your own flesh and do everything according to the word. Not by law, but according to the word and by the spirit of God. God is my father. Jesus is my brother. Dr. North says it all the time. So therefore, if God is my father and Jesus is my brother, I ought to have some kind of characteristics like my daddy. Right now, my voice sounds like Gwen. It's my daddy. Oh, y'all better lighten up in here. Give me that stuff. It's too hot up here for y'all to be sitting there like that. Y'all gonna have to laugh or say something. I'm telling you that God loves us. And he's a powerful God. How can we just, not praise him? A God who spoke the earth into existence by his mouth, by his word. And it was nothing and now that it is. Take so much care about me. He loves me. Enough that he let his only begotten son die on the cross. That I might have a right to the tree of life. That I can go to heaven and share in the eternal joy of praising him for eternity. That I can get back to being who I was from the beginning of time. Which is what the brothers have been telling us, Brother Stan and Brother Doyle, all weekend. We got to turn around and get back to who we are. The real personality and character that God had created in us from the beginning of time. Before we were born through the birth canal of fear. Before we came into this world and people begin to tell us, well, you ain't gonna make it, girl, cause you're a little too dark. You ain't gonna make it, girl, because your hips is a little too wide. You ain't gonna make it, girl, because you know what? When your husband died, you're gonna be, that ain't a good thing in this day and age to be by yourself. These things are tossed at us to and fro from the world, from the world's perspective. What God wants us to do is to have a kingdom vision. And in that kingdom vision, I can see Stan walking around now with that little thing pulsating up here in his chest. Don't y'all see that? That was what? Zoe energy of God. And then I can hear that thing going, and the Holy Ghost coming. And then I can see the Lamb of God living inside of me saying, lay hands on her. I love her and I want her to be free. Lay hands on him. Give him a word because I want him to be free. And when our sister Jane was upstairs and she was talking to us about terrorism in the church. We're being terrorized by fear. Fear of this, fear of that, fear of everything. That is not the way of God. The scripture that I love to stand on, because when he was dealing with my mind and giving me back the mind that I had. And then, after he gave me back the mind that I was supposed to have, as I continued to read the word, he began to give me the mind of Christ. And I began to have a kingdom vision. I began to see beyond my four and no more. I began to see all of you as my sisters and my brothers. I started to begin to see that when God sent Jesus to die on the cross, he did not die just for black folk. He did not just die for white folk. He died for everybody. In the word, it says that he died for all of us, for all our sins. And what does all mean? Oh, goodness gracious. Back to Matthew 15. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth that defileth the man. Huh. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Oh, that sounds like deliverance to me. Oh, that sounds like deliverance to me. It sounds like purging, if you want to use the word purge. But any way that it sounds like that anything that is not like God, He wants it rooted up out of our lives, rooted up out of our hearts, rooted up out of our minds so that we can have the mind of Christ and the heart of God. Because it is in that place where love abides. And where love abides, it's a perfect thing. And where it's a perfect thing, people will receive deliverance. I was so amazed at how men will get up. And I mean, they will take out the hatchet. They'll take out the saw. And they'll take everything out except the sword of the Lord. And boy, I tell you, they'll hack away at a Jezebel spirit. I mean, it's the worst thing since going to the bathroom and leaving the door open, people trying to eat. Stinks. It's awful. And every woman sitting there, if she thinks she's got Jezebel, she begins to just go, she will get no deliverance today. We fail to realize that perfect love casts out all fear. And any Jezebel spirit operating in a man or a woman, since it is not discriminatory, needs to know the person praying for them has the compassion and the love of God. And that's how women are delivered from Jezebel. Because whoever is in authority, when they look into his eyes, he can see, she can see Jesus, her deliverer, her healer. And then she gets comfortable that maybe it's all right to be delivered of the thing that she wanted to be delivered of anyway, because ain't nobody gonna hold it against her. So that is just my little clue for you men that are working on Jezebel spirits. Try doing it with a little love. Try understanding that it was that same spirit that opened the door for Jezebel to enter in. The fear of authority, the fear of being used, the fear of being hurt that caused the open door in the first place. I don't know if it's the Holy Ghost or if it's just hot in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like this part here. We're at verse 14. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Now Jesus himself said, let them alone. Do you realize there's some people you can't pray for? There's some people you can't pray for. There's some people that you are not going to be able to pray for, and you're not going to be able to get delivered. They're just going to dig in and just be there. Let them alone. Jesus said it. I'm going to follow Jesus. That's like casting my pearls before the swine. The swine will eat anything. Amen. Then Jesus then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. In other words, explain it. We need instruction here. And Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out in the draught? Do I need to explain that? Hello, wake up. I bind the sleepy spirit. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and these are the things that defile man. If you tell your child, male or female, that they're so dumb that if they put their brain in a bird, it'll fly backwards, you have disrupted that child. Do you know how many years of deliverance it's going to take for that child to come to a place to understand that that's not true? You are in authority over that child, and you made that statement over them. So now you've got, that child comes up thinking that everything that they do is dumb, that they can't do anything right. So now we have to, when people join our churches and they come into the house of God, they're coming from all walks of life. They're coming from all sorts of experiences. And this is why it is so important for our leadership to constantly get deliverance. We got to get deliverance, leaders, because if we ourselves don't get deliverance, then we'll be bound and set to walk in the traditions of man and not realize that God is changing. See, God is changing. He has changed. Paul already told us that. Paul said, the more sin abounds, the more grace abounds. So the more sin there is out there, the more grace we have to get. The more grace we have to get comes from getting in the presence of God and asking Him for a new season, a new way,
a new way of doing things so that we can keep up with the people when they come in. They're coming in with all sorts of demons that we didn't know about in 1920, 1930, 1940, 1950, 1960, 70, 80. Things are happening to them that we have not thought about, that we cannot perceive in our own minds. And we need to be sharply defined in our discernment to be able to understand, to be able to see, to be able to get to the root of the whole thing. Because here we're a camp. You come in and you go out. If the churches were working and the fivefold ministry gets all of them and everything was working in divine order as God has set it up and determined, as it's talked about in Ephesians, where it talks about the apostles and the prophets and the teachers and the fivefold were working, then there would always be somebody within that church that understands and has a mind for deliverance, and the people coming would be delivered in their own home church. But until that happens, we're like oases, an oasis in the desert where people come to get the word, to get understanding, to get a release, and to be able to go back, and then they come again. But we need the fivefold ministry gifts. We need them operating. So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That is the thing that defiles man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands, that defileth not a man. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away. For she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she got the key. See, she got the key. She says, but he and she said, then came she and what? Are you there? Matthew 15 and 25, are you there? What did she do? What does it say? Then came she and what? Worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. So do you think that she actually went into praise and worship right there? Or was it something within her heart that upon hearing the answer, something inside of her clicked and she humbled herself and began to realize who she was in the presence of? And as she began to realize who she was in the presence of, something hit her spirit and she thought, she said, I got to worship him. I got to give him glory. I got to give him the honor because I believe he can do this thing. So with a heart of reverential fear and worship, she began to honor him and she said, Oh Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Oh, what did she do then? I think she got that Peter spirit on her and she got to thinking about her baby girl, see? And she got to thinking, No, I heard about this man. This is the real thing here. And my child is at home and is in need of being healed, in need of being saved, in need of being delivered. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Oh, and the spirit of humility came out of the spirit of worship. And the fact that she believed down in her knowing that she was standing in the presence of the Almighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And she thought, what little thing it is to worship him and to get in humility. This is my child. Oh, but so even the dogs get the crumbs of bread. Even the dogs. In that, his heart, he knew that she knew who he was. So he said to her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. And Jesus departed from hence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him, and he said, What? I have compassion on them. They have continued with me for 3 days without eating. He said, I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And the disciples said unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? Oh, this is when Jesus began to multiply. What did Doyle say? He didn't just add, he began to multiply. Is that not what we're to do? To multiply. So he said to them, How many loaves have we? And they said, 7 and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and fishes. And what did he do? He gave thanks to the Lord, his Father. Then he broke them and gave to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the broken meat. Let's go back to verse 36. What did he do? He gave thanks. He broke them. Then he gave to the disciples. And then the disciples gave to the multitude. There is an order in God. See, I got to go in and I get the word. And I got to get the real word. So I got to fast and pray, and I got to do. Why? Because God has given me an awesome responsibility to stand before you to bring the word. And many of you know the word and can find scriptures faster than I can. So when I stand before you, I consider that an honor. Not that I'm so great. But today this is my responsibility. And I need to hear from him. Because many of you can teach better than I can. Many of you can go to the word faster than I can. But today is my day, and I need to be sure. So, as a disciple of Christ, I need to get that word from him, and then I need to give that word to you. And if I give you the word the way that God has given me the word, it should stir something up in you so that then you can go out and you can give somebody the same word, but the way that you would give them the word, because now it becomes your responsibility. So we don't need to build a condo on the mountainside. We don't need to build it out of deliverance, the prophetic. We need to understand that we are still sojourners. We are our ambassadors here on earth. And our responsibility is to keep going and to keep climbing and to keep multiplying as Jesus has told us to do, even with the Great Commission. He said, go out into the highways and the byways and spread the good news of the gospel. What we need to do is turn it around so that we will begin to have that same compassion that Jesus and his Father have for the lost. Our hearts need to be burning with that. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We need deliverance, and this is a part of the ministry, and we need that. But that is only, it's not a cure-all. Deliverance isn't a cure-all. You're not going to get cured all in one weekend. You come together, touching and agreeing, so that we can bind up a few things, so that you can leave up out of here feeling better than you felt before and have more clarity. So that the next time you open up the word, it becomes more than logos. It now becomes rhema to you. Then your responsibility is keep reading that word. And after you continue to read that word, then you continue to pray. And you continue to worship God. You continue to honor him in all things that he has given to you, because he's worthy of all of that. And as you continue to do that, then you are following and doing the Great Commission. You're doing that you're supposed to do. So many of us are so concerned that because we're not in the pulpit. This is the pulpit. Is this my ministry right here? Hello? Pulpit, do you know anything at all about Jesus? Let me tell you about Jesus, pulpit. I believe that the pulpit is wherever you are. If you are a junior or a senior in high school and you know the Lord Jesus Christ, then you got a responsibility. And your responsibility is to tell others what God has done in your life. And some people, you know, teenagers, you know, sometimes they think that God hadn't done anything in their lives, but yet they can go home. And I tell you, their mamas and daddies will pay more for one pair of tennis shoes than I ever had for a whole outfit when I was their age. But I mean, I don't tell nobody about Jesus. Well, I tell you what. If Jesus dry up the brook, you won't get them tennis shoes no more. He's in love with all of us. And it's a flowing down situation. It flows from the head all the way down into our homes, into everything that we do. Everybody has a responsibility. If you know God, you are responsible to tell others about God. You are responsible to multiply yourself so that the kingdom of God will grow. Because guess what? He's coming soon. He's coming soon. Not to scare you. But the bottom line is that we read the word and that's what the word says. And if we're going to believe what the word says and we bind up doubt and belief and doubt and unbelief so that we can believe down in our knowings and our knowings, then I can't just believe just a little bit of this word. I have to believe all of this word. I have to believe that the Old Testament is preparing me to accept that I read in the New Testament. I have to believe that the Old Testament is just a semblance of what's going on in the New Testament. And they draw up on each other to confirm the word of God. And these people didn't even live in the same time or in the same year or in the same house. But they confirm that. So I believe this. I believe this. Building on the Logos word and seeing the manifestation of the Rhema word. It's what has happened here this weekend with Stan and Doyle. See, they were giving us the Logos word. Now we're going to see the manifestation of the Rhema word of God in flesh. See, Jesus was the word made flesh. And if we are made in his image, then we're supposed to be the word made flesh. Okay, you prayed for her. He prayed for you. You prayed for each other. While you were praying, it was a Logos word. Oh, Lord, I need my husband to be saved. Oh, Lord, I want my wife to be saved. Oh, Lord, I want my children to be saved. And then that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when they walked down that aisle and said, you know, I'm just tired of fighting. I just give my life to the Lord. In that moment and that time, that Logos word became Rhema. Right before you in the flesh. See, ain't nobody saying amen, so I'm going to have to explain it again. See, when you say amen, it means you understand what I'm going. Because I know this is deep, because this is deep for me. But see, I know that that's a kingdom vision. See, that's building off of what Stan and Doyle have been already telling us. This thing is on the inside of us. It's living and breathing. You can blaspheme the Holy Ghost. You can hurt the Holy Ghost. Why would you get caught up in pornography when you know the Holy Ghost lives down on the inside of you? It is important that we begin to tell people the Holy Ghost is inside of you. He ain't out here. He inside of you. So when you jump off and go up into the porno shop, you done took the Holy Ghost with you to the porno shop. You done took the Rhema, living, Zoe energy of God in the hoochie joint. That ought to be all you need to keep you from going someplace that you are not to go and keep you from saying something you are not to say. Soon as you open your mouth, whatever come out, it's like, oh, who said that? If it was the Holy Ghost, there's a kingdom thing in it. Because he's going to what? Lead and guide us into all truth. And God is truth, so he's always going to lead you back to the Father. He's always going to allow you to find the most intricate way to be a blessing to somebody in a situation that your flesh cannot see. That's why he said, I will take the foolish things to confound the wise. See, our finite minds cannot come up with the ways that God can come up with to rectify a situation. Because when God gets in the situation, everybody wins. There are no losers in the body of Christ. Everybody wins when we listen to the Holy Spirit and do what God tells us to do in every situation, everyone. Now, when we take off the mask of being all that we think we are and a bag of chips, and we all cute, and we know the word, bless the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And you set it up there, and you know your stuff is raggedy. You know you just blessed because the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. They ain't got nothing to do with you. Because you know you're raggedy. God told you to fast. You ain't fasting. God's been calling you to prayer, to intercessory prayer. And he's been speaking to your heart. He's been telling you to go ahead, break down the wall, and call your brother that you've been mad at for 3 years. Clean that mess up. And you ain't done it. Yet when you go out, you lay hands on the sick and you prophesy and you cast out devils in folks. Now, you know what's going to happen, don't you? See, you stepped out of the boat like Peter. Oh, and you just out there walking. Because the gifts and calling of God without repentance. But you mind me, you're going to stink in a minute. Because everything going to start falling away. And you know what you're going to have to do, don't you? Oh, yeah, you have to break it on down like the woman did when she said, even the dogs eat the crumb. You're going to have to get humble. And you're going to have to give it up and recognize that you ain't all of that. That God gave that to you. And just like Jesus, just like Peter started to sink, I think as he was probably about waist high, he got to thinking about how far out he was and that there was no way his feet were going to touch bottom. And he said, Jesus, and that's what we're going to do. So you're only going to step out there so far on the gifts and callings because you have to be reminded. Why? Because we fail to realize that the Holy Ghost lives inside of us and that constant fight as Doyle was saying against the Adamic nature, it shouldn't really be going on. He need to be dead. I think he's stinking on most of us. I know on me. I just had to listen to that word last night. Now, y'all know that was a deep word. And I had to listen to the word because that word was very true. As God lives on the inside of me, and I'd walk out his word, and I let him manifest his character in me. As I let him manifest his ways in me. As the fruit of the Spirit begin to manifest in my personality and my character. There is no room for the Adamic nature. As I come to the camp and I'm honest and I'm open. And I say to my sisters and brothers, pray for me. I need prayer in this area. Because I want to kill this thing at the root. I don't want to have to come back in here to be prayed for the same thing you prayed for me at the last camp meeting. Because if I get a breakthrough in this camp meeting and I can see just a little bit of the light, I tell you, I'm crazy. Because if I see just a little bit of light, I'm thinking to myself, this is the way to go. And I'm going to keep going that way. I'm not backing up. I'm not going to the left. I'm not going to the right. I'm headed for freedom. And freedom may not mean as much to you as it means to me. You know, you get in the room with a bunch of black folks and start talking about freedom. Oh, and I tell you, they can get mighty deep with you about freedom. Freedom means a whole lot. It means a lot to us physically. It means a lot to us mentally. It means a lot to us all deep down inside to know what it is to be free. And some people have been free all their lives, and I don't understand how you play with it. When I heard about deliverance, I got the, what? Oh, glory to God. Let us. I stayed on the altar for 2 years. I cleaned the toilets. I swept up the floor. I just wanted to be free. I have no problem with being free. I don't have any problem with saying, pray for me. I came out of a church where the pastor somebody would tell him that me and sister here, we got a problem. She too little, and I got a problem with her. As soon as he found out about it, the next session he had to pray for me. Oh, that'll get rid of your demons pretty quick. See, I came up the hard way. You better not act like you don't like somebody in the congregation. Oh, boy, they would put you together to pray for each other every time. That'll do something for your humility. I'm telling you right there it will. You're going to be sitting up pouting in that church. Oh, no, you get rid of that. Because we have people coming by the hundreds to be delivered. What we look like sitting up holding on to something. We're supposed to be examples. We're supposed to be open doors for the Spirit of the living God to rise up in us at any given time, in season and out of season, and do that he needs for us to do. To be his hands, to be a hug, to be a smile, to be his eyes for love to shine through. It should be a constant thing of, what next, God? What do I need to do? So take off the mask. And let the fruit of the Spirit that it talks about in Ephesians 5 and 9, the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness and righteousness, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. All the fruit of the Spirit to work and to operate in our lives. Don't you know that the fruit of the Spirit is the foundation that allows you to take off the mask? Hallelujah. The seven spirits of God operating in your life, wisdom and understanding and all of those wonderful things, those are the things that will allow you to take off the mask. Because as those things begin to operate in your life, you begin to realize that I am really nothing. It's not about me. It's about God. It's about his people. It's about how much he loves them and how much he wants to set them free. How much can I give back? Nothing. But I have one thing that I can give. I can give him my will. I can give it all up when I've gone into his presence. And the fruit of the Spirit is operating in my life. And I know that without him, there would be nothing. Oh, God, if you should draw your, take your breath from me even now, where would I be? If for just a moment he snapped the oxygen out of this room, just for a moment, who would you call on? For just a moment to remember what it was like when you didn't really know God, when you didn't really know him. You had an idea that maybe he was there, but you were so bound up in your lifestyle, so bound up in your drugs, so bound up in your drinking, so bound up in those things that you sit here to be delivered of. What would happen if he were like us instead of him wanting us to be like him? Hallelujah. Deliverance. Why? 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 Why do we need deliverance? Have you thought about it? Why do you need it? Why do I need it? Why do any of us need deliverance? Go to Ephesians 4:11. So, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That is what deliverance is for. It's just that simple. So you can walk holy and fully in the gifts and the callings of God on your life, that he may manifest his presence through you, that you operate in righteousness, that you operate from the kingdom of God, righteousness, joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what deliverance is for. That's what we came for. If that's not what you came for, then you came seeking the wrong thing. Deliverance is to set you free so that you can set somebody else free. It's for the edifying of the body of Christ so that we can all come together as one. So that there's something different about us than the people we meet in the workplace and on the street. That when we say to somebody, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. And when I start praying for you and my eyes fill with tears, because as I lay hands on you, I can feel your pain. I can feel your distress. I can feel your shame. See, that's the compassion of Christ. And that's when people get set free. Because the compassion of Christ has begun to operate in us. And we begin to look at each other beyond color, beyond size. But we begin to have that compassion. And we begin to see each other through the eyes of God. That is what deliverance is for. If it were for any other reason, don't you think that we would have found out by now? I mean, I've been ministering deliverance since 1986 and receiving it. I'm not always on the altar no more like I used to be. But I don't see the altar as a place of shame. I see the altar as a place of freedom and liberty for me. So that I can get to know my Father a little bit better than I already know him. Because I can't get to know my Father so well that I don't need to know anything about him. Now, they used to talk about how the angels, every time they go around the throne of God, they come back and say hallelujah because they see a different facet of him than they saw him before. How many names in the Bible have they come up with for God? So that means I got a whole bunch of names I got to get to know him as. I know him as Father, but probably not as deeply as I should, because I told him, I said, you know, I don't really know what a father does. I don't really know, you know, how fathers react to their daughter. And when you're in deliverance, you find so many men and so many women that don't know what a father is. So these are the basics. God wants us to know who he is as Father. You say, our Father, do you really know him as Father? Do you really know that he's standing outside of your door and he's knocking with arms wide up, waiting for you to just run into him? God, we love you. God, you've called us to the body of Christ. You've called us to be warriors by blood. For you are the Lord of hosts. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And God, it's only our stinking flesh that keeps us from knowing you the way you want us to know you. But oh, that your grace and your mercy are new
every morning that you love us even more than we love ourselves. God, your people need to be free. We need to be free in our minds, in our will, in our emotions. There's so much to be done. At this moment, God, I pray and I thank you for the anointing of your Holy Ghost. God, send a cool breeze through the house right now. Some of us are so hot and we're sweating. It's so hot we can't hardly hear the word, let alone receive deliverance. So, God, by your word, I pray your people to be delivered. By your word, God, and by the compassion that I feel for them, that is only an out of reflection of who you are and how you feel. Let there be, Father God, a binding of the evil heart of unbelief that is rooted in the spirit of pride, that keeps us from believing what your word says, that we're the head and not the tail, that we're above and not beneath, that we are joint heirs to everything that we can see, that where our feet touch, that we take back the land because you are the Lord of hosts. And it is by your blood that we have become warriors, not just soldiers waiting to be told what to do, but warriors who are instinctively knowing what to do by the Zoe energy of the Holy Ghost resident on the inside of us. Cause us, God, to be oh so aware of you, not as something over here, something up there, calling you an it or what, but you are a person. Jesus was a person. The Holy Ghost is a person. Bring that reality to us, God, that we refer to you by name because you refer to us by name. You know our name. You know where we live. You know our hurts. You know our woundedness. Yet you also know that we want more, that we want to serve you, God. We want to break out of our fears. We want to break out of the chains that hold our feet down so that we can dance for you, Lord. All by your spirit, God, deliver us. By your spirit, oh God, cause us to realize that your word is full of integrity. And that we are to be people of integrity and honor. And that, God, we need to honor you in us by doing the things that please you, by going places that you want us to go, and doing the things you want us to do. Let us honor you because you're in us. You're not out here. You're in us. And where we go, we take a sticky with us. Let us honor you, God, in that. Grant us, dear God, strong discernment to be able to not only discern devils and demons, but to discern the intent of man's heart. To be able to discern when a person asks us a question, that we realize it's not in the question that they're asking, but it's what's in their heart that we need to answer to. Cause us to discern like Jesus, our brother. Cause us not to provoke our children. Cause us not to provoke our family and our loved ones. Cause us not to provoke even our enemies, except that they be provoked by the love that we shed upon them. Cause us to understand that they need what we got, and that our hearts are broken for them. And then we honestly go home and we pray for our enemies. And then we honestly pour out on them peace. That we honestly bless them to find you, God. Oh, cause us, God, to look deeply into our heart and be willing to let go of the bitterness. Be willing to find the trigger point. And after we see the trigger point, to saturate it, to apply the blood of Jesus on it, and not let it rise up in our spirits ever again. Cause us, God, to walk in such faith in who you are in us. The spirits of fear run from us. Spirits of fear run from us. because we spent time in the presence, in your presence. And we begin to operate out of a greater level of faith, God. Pour out your spirit on us, God. Let your word be like honey to our lips, God. That when we read it, it's sweet to the taste. Let us not strive in that place of fear. Dear God, in the name of Jesus, I lose faith upon your people, God. Faith to believe every word that is written. Faith to believe that if you said it, that's it. You said it. You said it. I didn't say it. You said it. And if you said it, amen. God calls us to believe. And to know, in our knowing, we become like the children of Israel. You brought us out of Egypt. Oh God, you opened the Red Sea in many of our lives. And we forget, let the spirit of mind control that hovers over your people. Loose the angels of God to go in and cut off its tentacles, God, in the name of Jesus. The spirit of mind control that causes us to live in the past of the way things used to be. That causes us to remember fear and pain. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cutting off everything that is not like you, God. Let it be uprooted. Spirits of mind control, go in Jesus' name. Loose the people of God. Ha, rabo satara namaye seko rabo. Those spirits of mind control, mind blocking, mind binding spirits, loose the people of God and let them go in Jesus' name. Let them go in Jesus' name. God said, in Matthew 18, He said, whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And God, I bind everything that causes your people to stumble. I bind the spirit of fear. I bind Apollyon, the second lieutenant to the devil. I bind you in the name of Jesus. As you operate in the lives and the minds of the people, throwing fear at them. Fear of everything, fear of the night, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of authority. I bind and break you and I curse you at the root. Loose the people of God and let them go. Loose them from mind control. Loose them from fear. God, we lose faith in the place in Jesus' name. We bind the fear of deliverance. Fear that somebody might see me throw up. Fear that somebody might see me rolling on the floor. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I bind you off the people. I loose the angels to curse you at the root and to drag you to wherever Jesus said to go. We bind the fear of unknown, the fear of the unknown, the fear of dogs, the fear of being depressed, fear that our families will not be saved, fear that we can't trust you, God, that you will take care of everything. Your word says, trust in the Lord, in me, in all my ways, and acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. God, we need to believe your word. Dear God, you said in Zechariah 4 and 6, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. It's by your spirit to move on your people by your spirit. Hallelujah.
Fear of cancer, fear of diabetes, fear of losing my mind, fear of not remembering. I curse you at the root. Fear of getting old and being alone. Lose the people of God. In the name of Jesus, by His name, every knee must bow. God, deal with us in our intellect, that our minds are so finite that we can't believe in faith. We can't believe the word like we want to believe. Give us the mind of a child and that we can believe your word if we don't believe nothing else. Oh, whatever we have, our intellect, our intelligence, our education, it's all from you because you got something for us to do. We bind that spirit of fear of being who you created us to be. God, afraid to be ourselves because we don't even know who ourselves is. Oh, God, give us the names. We need to know who you say we are. And you say we are the head and not the tail. You say that we are above and not beneath. You say that we are joint heirs in Christ Jesus. Oh, ha. Oh, somebody. Oh, somebody. Oh, somebody. Fear of authority, fear of police, fear of the pastor, fear, fear, fear. Go in Jesus' name all the way out at the root. Shut up and go in the name of Jesus all the way out. Shut up and go in the name of Jesus all the way out in Jesus' name. At the root, the blood is applied. Oh, angels, go in like pulling the tears from the wheat of our heart to pull those things out that are not like God. It's said in the word that I read today. It's said in Matthew that everything that is not like God shall be rooted up. And we root you up and out in Jesus' name. By the word is written. Fear of failure, fear of success, fear of poverty, a lack, fear of disappointing God, fear of man, fear of physical abuse, fear of mental abuse, fear of not being accepted, fear of heights, fear of water, fear of low bridges, fear, 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 go in Jesus' name. Generational curses, be broken off the broad line now. In the name of Jesus, go devils, all the way out in the glorious name of Jesus. Ha, rasta ta 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 ta. Ro she te re 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 asa ta. Ko sha na 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 ba sa na 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 re asa. Ho yo re re osha na 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 ba re re asa. Move over your people, God. Ha yo re 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 osha ta na 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 ba sa na. All diseases that have been inherited in the body of the Christ, in the people of God. I speak to diabetes. Loose the people of God and let them go. I speak to high blood pressure, low blood pressure, early death. Go now in the name of Jesus. Move it. Move out of the ears and the eyes and the arms and the throats and the stomachs of God's people. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go. Ha. I bind those intellectual demons that think they know it all, and because they're sitting in a public place, they don't want to receive no deliverance because they don't want nobody to know, that think that they ain't all that in a bag of chips. I break that off of you now in the name of Jesus. I break it off of your family line in the name of Jesus. I break it off of you now. You calling out for the things of God, and you have the audacity to sit in the presence of the Holy Ghost like Ananias and Sapphira, like you all that. And I pray God will loose upon you a spirit of deliverance like you have never had before, that you will hear the word of God and you will know that God is speaking to you. Oh, and he's saying, you want to be free? Then you better act like it. I lose confusion on the mind of intellect in the name of Jesus. I lose confusion on mind control now in the name of Jesus. Loose the people of God and let them go in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out. Ha, 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 ha. And I bind the fear of deliverance in Jesus' name. I bind every mocking spirit in the name of Jesus. And I curse you at the root in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. I pray that everything that is not like God will be caught, will crash like a computer. Crash now in the name of Jesus. If you didn't come for deliverance, then what did you come for? That is the question you need to ask yourself. What are you doing here? What is your purpose? There is no backdoor deliverance off in the quiet room. And I decree that deliverance has come. Deliverance is yours. We bind spirits of fear, unworthiness, being ineffectual, accidents, death, and destruction. We bind you now in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of intimidation, the fear of intimidation, fear that causes paralysis. We bind you now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. We bind the fear of just being afraid and don't even know why I'm afraid. I bind you now in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of being afraid of loud voices. Bind you now in the name of Jesus. I bind the fear of anxiety in the name of Jesus. I bind you now in Jesus' name. I bind the fear of not being used in the ministry in the name of Jesus. And I loose upon that spirit of fear. The spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge. That if you are not set free, that you will be used in the ministry, but not to the degree that you want. Because if you don't walk in enough faith to believe what you see, if you don't walk in enough faith to believe that God is in the room and that God is doing what He wants to do, then you will not walk in the fullness of your ministry. Because you'll always walk in 25%. Of the faith that you're supposed to have. And God wants you to have much more faith. He's calling you to have much more faith. So that you can walk in the freedom and the liberty that God has. Yeah, Lord. And we bind that screaming devil now. A mental insanity in the name of Jesus. Shut up and go in Jesus' name. Oh, we lose peace. Peace in the house. We lose peace in the house. We lose peace in the house. Hallelujah. 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 Deliverance is here for you. Reach up and get it. Deliverance is here for you. Reach up and get it. Deliverance is here for you. Reach up and get it. I bind and break all ungodly soul ties. And those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Ungodly soul ties. Ungodly soul ties. I come against that good soul tie breaker now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fear. Terrorizing fear. Terrorizing fear. Terrorizing fear. We bind you and break you now in the name of Jesus. Rasu kamayere ne mayare kora basita ne ridi ondro basete ne ra. Kroshi ne ridi andare da basata ra. Biaso kere na. We come against spirits of schizophrenia. We come against spirits of schizophrenia. We come against spirits of mind-boggling. Mind-blocking, mind-binding spirits of mental insanity. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of total and complete depression. We bind the spirit of doubt and unbelief. We loose the angels of God to set themselves up around us now in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you for roaring angels that have encamped around about us in the name of Jesus. We thank you that every demon that has been pushed out will be taken to where Jesus wants them to go. God, we praise you and we thank you for the anointing of your Holy Ghost, which has been sent to lead and guide us into all truth of all things, God, in the name of Jesus. Okay, you mental insanity devils, we're not through. You manifest yourselves and go. Loose the people of God. We loose the word upon you. The word of God says that God does not give us a spirit of fear, that a power, love, and a sound mind. And we thank you for a sound mind on the people of God. Thank you for a sound mind. 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 God, I thank you that every personality that is not the personality that you created to be in the people of God, I decree that all false personalities right now, in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, show them all the false personalities. Make them open, cause them, oh God, by your spirit, if they want to be delivered, to see themselves without the mask. In the name of Jesus, and be willing to cry out to you, O God, that they may be able to walk in the fullness of what you have called them to do, O God, in the name of Jesus. All you false spirits, all you fake spirits, all you false personalities, in the name of Jesus, unwrap and uncoil and untangle off of the hearts of the people of God. Unwrap and uncoil and untangle off of the minds of the people of God. We call forth the real personalities now, in the name of Jesus. All that pretend, pre-fake, I got all the right words and all the right religious sayings, but I don't really know who I am. I don't really know where I want to go. I bind and break you now in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost shine this light. All those false personalities go in the name of Jesus. Oh, we rattle your cage. Ha, we rattle your cage. We rattle your cage. You must let the people of God go. Let them begin to move freely in that that God has called them to do in the name of Jesus. Ha, ha. Sickness and infirmities go in Jesus' name. All the way out. Move out of the body. Move out of the mind, the will, and the emotions. Cause the white blood cells and the red blood cells to line up with the word of God in the name of Jesus. Anorexia, gluttony, all those eating disorders manifest and go in the name of Jesus. Loose the people of God. Loose the people of God. And I unable to fast in the name of Jesus. Go. Unable to fast in the name of Jesus. Manifest yourself and go. In Jesus' name. Ha! Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. By your spirit. Not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, oh God. We'll not leave here the same. Oh, I tell you, I'm not going to go nowhere and spend 3 or 4 days and come back the same. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Oh, sister, I touch and agree with you for whatever it is that you want from God. Whatever it is that you want to be delivered from, whatever it is you want God to do in you, I touch and agree with you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, pour out on her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let deliverance come, God. Let it come throughout her body, God, from the left to the right, in her female organs, God. Whatever it is, God, we loose it now from her in the name of Jesus. And we speak life in the name of Jesus. We speak life in the name of Jesus. Ha yokoso torobo satana na yeredio satana na yerkriasa. Roshe na na yerayasa satana ma yerayande. Ko yerobo satana na yeriasa ta. Ko yerobo satana na ma yeriasa satana. Ye ko yeriasa satana. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, you will not escape the call of God. Hey, hando basaka yese kora manayata. Esa tariyaraba. Up, down, round, wherever you go, the call of God is on you, and He's going to catch up with you. You can either reach out and step out of the boat and become like Peter and go out half the way, or you can stay in the boat with the rest of them, because they had a lot of word too. The difference between them and Peter was that Peter decided he wanted to have some hands-on training, and he stepped out of the boat. The rest of them like to go to school. Oh, but God says, if you'll step out on me, I'm going to show you some things. See, you think you've seen some things because you've been a kid in the church. He said, but you ain't seen nothing, because I promised in my word that you would do these things, and greater did I not. Is that not what the word said? Because you know the word, huh? Yes, God said He's got something for you, and it's bigger than what they've been telling you, see, but you've been holding back. You got things that you think you're supposed to be doing, and you've been holding back. And God said He's getting ready to cut you loose. He's getting ready to cut you loose from some old traditional thinking and some things. Because God's got some place for you to go. He said, you're going to preach like a wild man. Oh, your quiet reserve will be good at home. But when the Holy Ghost hits you, you're going to be wild but crazy. Yeah. You're going to be wild but crazy, because you're going to know that you know that you know that you know. And you're going to step out on some things that folks never thought you would step out on. And you're going to say some things and do some things. And it's all going to be the word. But you're going to do it a little different than the way they've been doing it. And it just bothers you, because you don't want to rock the boat. You don't want to get them upset. But all Peter said, rock the boat. You're going to rock the boat. You're going to rock the boat. You're going to rock the boat. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, anybody going with you, going to have to rock the boat too. Ha. Whoa. See what y'all got. It ain't no. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. People going to listen to you on tape and thank you, Black. Oh. Because see, you're going to have a real mixed congregation. Huh. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You have to get wild too. At home it's gonna be good, huh? Yes, darling. Whatever you say, dear. But see, he gonna fill you up with something too, cause he can't go and you ain't going. You know, y'all gonna go. Y'all got to go together. You know what I'm saying? So you have to get rid of some stuff, and you gonna have to step out of the boat too. You know, huh, Esther, for just such a time as this, that you're going to be such a woman of God, and that you're going to be such a woman of God, and you're just going to, where is it, Holy Ghost? Women will sit at your feet, and they'll be looking at you, and they'll be wondering, how did she get where she is? Because you'll have all the things that you think that you want, but you'll only get them because you've humbled yourself before God, and you've humbled yourself before the man of God, and God's going to bless you, and you're going to be able to tell the younger women how, even though in some instances they may even be a little older than you, but you're going to be able to show them how to be women of God. You're going to show them how to humble themselves under the hand of God and to be the women that God has called them to be. You scared of that? Because you like a little quiet life, huh? A little white picket fence. Cool. Too bad. Because see, things are moving quickly. Things are moving fast. God needs us to move with Him. And He's moving quickly. He loves His people. And you have such a deep, 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 deep reservoir of love. And you're in a lockdown position like you in jail. Lockdown. I ain't gonna get hurt again. I ain't let nobody see all that. But God said He got your back. Because He didn't give it to you for you. He gave it to you to give out. And He says you will never run out, because He doesn't run out. And don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Supper time.
Some of y'all hungry. Yeah. Some of y'all hungry. And some of you really hungry for the Lord. And you've had a good time. Holy Ghost is good, ain't he? Yeah. Miss Bernadine, you like my hair? Girl, it's all over the place today, ain't it? It's all over the place. Miss Bernadine like my, she don't like my red hair, but me and Miss Bernadine, we got us a thing going on about my hair. I was like, okay, I'm going out there today. I couldn't figure out how come God said, girl, don't put on no makeup today. I was like, what? Wait a minute. You know, I got to go out there, you know, put my face on. He said, don't do that. And I'm like, okay, now I see why. It wouldn't have did no good. I'd have ended up looking just like this anyhow. Amen? Amen. I love the Lord. How many of you love the Lord? Amen. I just love the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you that by your precious Holy Spirit, when we allow you to rise up tall and strong in us, that things will turn around. And we thank you that here today, things have turned around. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that every deliverance that has been wrought, either by your word or by the song or by whatever, God, that it be settled in their spirit that they have been delivered. We thank you, Father God, for that. We bind backlash and retaliation right now in the name of Jesus against everyone here, their family, friends, loved ones, everything that they own. Even in my own life, God, we bind retaliation, Father God, retaliation even against the camp. We do it in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We praise you. We ask you to bless the food. Bless the hands that prepared it. Bless the hands that served it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.